Exhibition Stadium, Rangers pitcher Ferguson Jenkins was arrested for possession of illegal drugs after customs officials discovered cocaine, marijuana, and hashish in his suitcase.
Well, he's going to have a party in Canada.
The arrest stunned the entire country where Jenkins was considered a national hero.
All right, so
Canadian.
Entering the room now is dumb narcotics guy. So marijuana and hashish, different?
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Don't look at me. I don't know.
Dan?
I know they're different, but I've never sampled hashish.
Greg?
It's more tar-based.
Wow.
More tar-based than...
But do you roll it and smoke it?
Yes.
Yeah. I heard you could, like, add it a little. You could sprinkle it on your pod or something.
Yeah, you can do that.
Uncle Gary tell you that?
I just read that in the chat room.
Now, is that how he got into the Rangers Hall of Fame?
So and certainly
I heard
on that
more
day.
Of a pipe substance.
Really?
So Reiner on
that's
that day.
That's what I heard.
Yeah.
How did that affect the
pot party?
Yeah, what?
I don't know. Yeah, the pot party. You know, the end of the day.
Somebody brought a little hashish.
When the Rangers fan was...
There was no pot party that day.
Perhaps when you were taking off your holster.
Right.
The Fergie Jenkins Memorial Pot Party.
I mean, the 10-gallon hat.
You think that's pretty funny?
I kind of had trouble getting it out, obviously.
It was not a good day.
You must have a six-shooter on to get in.
Oh, and I have to grab something from the control room. Hold on.
Oh, no.
Boy, he'll just...
He just leaves. Look how swift he is.
This is a piece of paper.
He's like a gazelle.
Shut up, Gribble.
This is one of those times in history for positive change.
This is a note on a Susquehanna letterhead, kind of, little card. It says, Dave, 6 years today with Susquehanna. Congratulations, Dan Bennett.
Yay!
So here's Psycho Dave for more.
Congratulations to me.
First of all,
yeah.
How heartfelt do you think this note really is? Is this like Donna went up to Dan in the morning and said, okay, you need a 6-year congratulations note for Psycho. Here, I'll write it for you. Just sign it. I mean, do you feel that Dan Bennett is really happy that you've been here for 6 years?
Probably not. I think he's got bigger fish to fry.
Does he know who you are?
Yes, he knows who I am.
He's enjoyed a lunch with Dave,
yes.
Remember?
Oh, that's right. Employee of the month.
But don't you think he's forgotten about that by now?
Yeah, he probably has, although he hasn't forgotten about the diaper incident.
Where you wore a diaper up on 16?
Yes.
They don't like stuff like that up on 16.
No, they don't.
They don't have Hawaiian shirt day up there.
They don't do bits. I heard they don't even like if you wear shorts and flip-flops.
They frown on the flip-flop?
I mean, how would the ticket live up there?
Couldn't. I think they've got a dress code at Cliff. I don't think you wear shorts if you're on the air.
Only tuxedos.
Get out of here.
No,
you
I'm
can't wear shorts if you're on the air?
I don't think you can.
That's important for talking into a microphone.
Easy.
What about jean shorts?
Shorts.
What about phone clips?
Shorts. What about jorts?
What a glasses strap.
You know what? Phone cords and glasses straps are very much the norm on that floor.
Well, good job, Dave. They've got a cleaner break room. That's for sure.
Got a cleaner everything. Go in their studio.
What about jorts? You got on jorts today, Tom?
Or skorts?
No, I sure don't.
Neither do you.
No.
Well, I'm glad you guys have both checked each other out.
We call each other. Are
you
sure?
Or actually, Reiner had to ask you. You already knew what he's wearing on his lower half.
He forgot we spoke this morning.
I'll be wearing jorts tomorrow.
Yep, so will I.
Great.
Great.
All right, elsewhere in today's birthdays, Raleigh Fingers is 58. Wow!
Wow.
81?
Raleigh Fingers.
81 was a fine year for Raleigh. 82, sadly, fizzled out with an injury. Otherwise...
Won the Cy Young and MVP in 1 year, Bob.
81. And that's kind of strike year.
Still?
Yeah.
He's got a Cy... Do you have a Cy Young in a strike year?
No, but if he could have positioned it, I would have taken 82 because when he got hurt, that big spare Pete Ladd rolled in.
You want to know something really weird? This is going to open up...
And walked in the winning run in Game 2 of the World Series and screwed up the whole thing.
This could open up the door, but I got to admit it.
Did they win Game 1?
Yeah, 10-0.
Yeah, that's right.
It's dad number 3. He's not really my dad, but he's stepdad.
I think we have music for this.
Had a Raleigh Fingers mustache.
Really?
I never thought anyone in the world would have one except Raleigh Fingers.
Well, perhaps we're putting more lyrics together even right now.
His name is Dad. He has 3 dads. He's really sad. His name is Dan. His name is Dan. He has 3 dads. He's really sad. He has 3 dads. 3 dads. 3 dads.
With a Raleigh Finger mustache. It's going to need a little work to work that in, but...
Wow. It's a good look.
So now you know a little bit more. A little bit more.
Now...
Your mom sure was
sticky. Add that to the Rolodex and...
What was the time frame for Dad 3?
What kind of staying power did he have?
I was in college slash...
Oh, you had no time for him then, huh?
No, I was in pot parties.
So he was just pretty much some guy your mom was hanging out with, and that was it?
He's a good guy. Nice guy.
You hate him?
No, not at all.
Is he in the rotation still?
I don't really keep in contact, no.
When you hang up at Owens on the road out there in Lima, or Finley perhaps, is he there?
When I did what at Owens?
When you gang up with the other two dads?
Is he at the pancake house?
First of all, in Ohio, it's called Bob Evans.
Oh, Bob Evans?
Yeah, but it's Owens here.
How did they not notice the other dad with the Raleigh Fingers handlebar mustache?
Yeah, tough to hide him.
Now, what...
I just wanted to add that quick note.
What kind of physical characteristics does dad number 2 have?
We'll get into that when I run into somebody in birthdays that has it.
Lobster claw?
Yes, Tom. Lobster claw.
Jim Lampley's wife's birthday.
Doug Glanville is 34.
Former Ranger grade.
Current Philly.
And one of 3 Ivy Leaguers in Ranger history.
He went to Penn.
Did one pitch last night then?
Sure did.
All right there, Mr. Ranger trivia.
Mm-hmm.
That might be their secret ranger for tonight, so
might
easy.
Be.
Who is it?
Pete.
All right? Yeah.
Inconvenient?
No.
That
guy.
O'Brien.
That idiot getting into an Ivy League school.
Pete O'Brien?
No. You can barely get into Oklahoma State. And all you got to do is have a heartbeat to get into that institution.
Wow.
Hammer.
Who is it?
Pete Broberg.
Pete Broberg. Well, let's think a good thought for him.
Let's ask him if he added any pitches to his repertoire.
Let's get him to pick games.
Robert Horry is 34.
Hit a big shot once upon a time.
Gordon Johncock is 68.
Okay.
Dave Tippett is 43.
Mustache-less, I'm told.
Former Flyer Greg.
Did Dave Tippett, if he really shaved his mustache, did he sit in front of the mirror, though, and first get it into a Hitler just to look at it for a minute?
Kinda
and then go ahead and shave the rest.
Not everybody is infatuated with
it. Wouldn't you
Hitler
do that, though, if you had a full bushy mustache?
No.
Just for a second?
No.
Oh, that's Grimes.
I've had beards and mustaches.
I didn't do that.
I've never
maybe
done it.
Maybe give the mirror a C. Kyle and then...
No.
Have you ever done it?
I didn't do that.
I've never had a full bushy mustache.
Kind of goose stuff a little bit.
But no, I would.
Never have done that.
I would do it, yeah.
Well yeah, I mean, we would expect that from he who conducts the Hitler Symposium.
Tim Burton is 46.
I was embarrassed by that at Guy's Night Out the other night.
Overrated.
Sean Connery is 74.
Greatness.
Sean Connery.
Elvis Costello.
Well, look who joins us.
Thought we had a guest.
Just saying his name.
Elvis Costello is 50. Billy Ray Cyrus is 43. Monty Hall is 83. Nice. Regis Philbin is 73.
Been on TV more than anybody ever.
Gene Simmons is 55.
Great Kiss. Kiss.
And now, here's some spare birthdays.
Bob.
If you answer whether or not 40 No-No's gets you in the Hall of Fame, we might be able to do something about this.
You turned on me.
Cornelius Bennett, apparently a spare today at the age of 38.
Wow, damn right he's a spare.
Former Cowboy great?
Oh, my goodness. You left this one for me. But I will take it, and I'll go up or tank with it.
I didn't leave you anything.
Albert Bell is 38 today.
I remember him with the White Sox and Orioles. Right?
Yeah, but there's another team that he's a little bit closer associated with than those, I
would say. One that he played in the World Series?
If I put his numbers up against one Kirby Puckett, I think he compares very favorably to a Hall of Famer. Ah, but Kirby Puckett's a good guy. I'm not...
Oh, good God.
Tony Dumas, 32.
Former Maverick great.
Bernhard. What?
Wasn't Tony Dumas a first-round pick?
I think so. Bernhard.
Year when they had two first-round picks. He was the second of the two.
Wasn't Longer. Donald Hodge the first?
47.
No, that can't be right.
Bernhard Longer?
47.
Golf.
He's, you know, spare? Leon Smith was once a first-round pick.
Has he done his share
too,
of winning in this world?
He owns Augusta. And Oda B. McDowell, 42.
Well.
I believe he's a little more well-known as a Ranger.
No longer is he the only Ranger to hit the cycle, though. North Texaria.
This is stupid. Once a day.
And did you mention Claudia Schiffer's birthday?
No, I don't think I did.
She's hot.
Swing, 34.
Born on this day, now dead, Leonard Bernstein. Dead on this day, still dead, Truman Capote. Who says here he was
in
gay.
Cold blood.
And, Tyler?
And that's why today doesn't suck.
Our line's next.
The following is a KTCK.